It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Commander Les Schultz of the American Legion Post number 3 here in Price. And Memorial Day is coming right around the corner. And then quickly after that, we will have Flag Day. And we'll talk about both of them, some events, some times that you're going to need to write down and get ready for. Because, you know, there's a great thing that they do for Memorial Day, and we're going to talk with him about what they do, and they need help. They need your help to come out and get part of this job done. Commander Schultz, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
First, before we get into any of it, let's talk about Memorial Day and the reason that we have Memorial Day for a moment.
Okay, thanks. Memorial Day originally was Decoration Day, and it started at the end of the Civil War, when they were honoring all the fallen from that battle. I say battle. It was truly a war. But it has morphed into something more than that. It is now Memorial Day rather than Decoration Day. I think it was President Eisenhower that changed it from Decoration Day to Memorial Day. And now we're seeing all the graves be decorated. But as veterans, we're out there placing flags on the veterans that have fallen in battle and the old veterans that have died and we've laid to rest. The cemeteries will be marked with flags on all the veterans' graves, and that is the big job that we have in front of us. We're going to be tackling it May 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. To get all the cemeteries done. The Helper Cemetery and the Old Price Cemetery, which is the cemetery in the middle of town, we're going to tackle on the 22nd and try to get both of them fully covered with flags. If not, we've got the 23rd to take and finish up. But we're looking for volunteers. We are at post number 3. We're a bunch of old veterans. Man, that's a lot of walking to do for us. So we need help. And anybody that volunteers and comes out, we'll show you exactly what you need to look for on all the headstones so you know which headstones are actually veterans. And we ask that if you're going to come out, bring yourself a big screwdriver and probably a small hammer. This ground is already getting dry, and it's hard, and so you pound a little hole so you can stick the flag stem in the ground next to the headstone. We will be tackling the Cliffview Cemetery, which is the new cemetery on the east side of town, probably on the 23rd. I've got volunteers from the Boy Scouts, but after I found out about them volunteering, they said, but we're still in school, so I'm not sure exactly how much help we're going to get from the scouts. They'll be wanting to show up in the evening, and they might be able to take and finish up anything that we don't have. I'm hoping to have everything done on the 22nd and 23rd, and so we don't have to do anything on the 24th. Myself, I will be tackling, I think there's 4 or maybe 5 little tiny cemeteries, family cemeteries here in this area, and I'll probably tackle them by myself. They don't usually have too many veterans in each one of them. There's the one in Spring Glen. There's the Central Cemetery at the bottom of Consumer Canyon. It's up on the hill up above the golf course. And there's a couple others. Powell Cemetery, which is behind Price Chapel and the Hamburger Joint. I think there's at least one cemetery in Carbonville that have veterans in it. In fact, the American Legion Auxiliary has a monument in that one.
The Carbonville one?
In Carbonville one. And so I know there are a few veterans in there. Having all those flags posted on Monday, Memorial Day, we will start our ceremonies, and the first ceremony is going to be at the Helper Cemetery, and it'll be at 8 o'clock straight up. And at 9 o'clock, we will be in the Old Price Cemetery. We'll be meeting right there where the flag is posted in the middle of the cemetery. You can't miss us. 9:30 we'll be at Cliffview. 10:30 we'll be at Wellington Cemetery. 11:30 we'll be in East Carbon. And then at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, there is going to be a ceremony in Green River at the Elgin Cemetery there. There were a lot of years where there was never a ceremony done down at the Elgin Cemetery. And we've tried to get back down there and start doing that again, because there are veterans down there, and they really appreciate us showing up.
So you've got a full schedule that Monday.
Very full.
And the other thing that I wanted to just touch base with you and ask you, if these volunteers, if people want to come out and start, what time do they need to be at, like, the Price City Cemetery, the Helper Cemetery, those kinds of things? Do they want to come and help you guys out?
Good question. We plan on being there at 9 o'clock in the morning. You get started, we will have plenty of flags available to start setting them out. And there will be somebody from both places, from the post, that knows exactly what's going on. Sandy, our chaplain, she'll be in the Helper Cemetery. She's done the Helper Cemetery for years. I think she knows all the veterans that are laid
right where
out
they're
there.
At.
Yes, in fact, she's got paperwork. It shows exactly where they're all at. But Mario DeCaro, he's going to be at the Price Cemetery, and so he'll be able to take and help you and get you started. There are plenty of sections in the Price Cemetery.
Absolutely. And then before we get out of here, all this is going on wrapped around Memorial Day. Let's talk about Flag Day for just a moment. That's coming up on June, is it the 14th?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. June 14th, we're going to do a flag retirement ceremony at noon. It's going to be in the parking area behind the museum and the fire department. There is a ceremony we will do to retire the first flag, and then we'll ask the scouts to help us retire flags, and if anybody in the community that wants to come out and observe, if they're willing to help, we'll take their help too to help retire the flags. And to retire the flags properly, they need to be burned.
Right.
And we'll have everything set up so that can be done. If you have flags in your home that are tattered and torn and need to be retired, bring them with you. We will retire them there and do it properly. The scouts have been collecting flags for the last year in a collection box at the city building, and I know that thing is probably fairly full. Plus, I've got a lot of flags there at the post that have been collected, and I know last year we did better than 250 flags, and there's probably going to be at least that many again this year. So I need help there as well.
All right. So a couple of dates coming up. Remember, the 22nd and 23rd of May, they're looking for volunteers to go and help put flags on veterans' graves at the cemeteries in Helper and at Price. They'll start at 9 o'clock.
Correct.
And then the big ceremonies that they do all Memorial Day, the 27th, starting at 8 o'clock in Helper and ending at 1 o'clock in the afternoon down in Green River. And then the big Flag Day, Retirement Day down there in Price, then that'll be on June 14th.
Correct.
All right.
Got them all.
Commander Schultz, thank you so much for taking the time out and coming in and talking to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.